sure that there were more than four downs run. So they may have run five downs.
Instead of the game being over, it appears that the Redskins get the fifth down.
And the cat is elusive.
He's walking.
He's walking to the three. He's at the two. Fielding the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
Snap. Placement.
All right, everyone. Welcome to the OT. I'm the captain.
I'm Tootsie.
What's up, guys? Just coming to you after another wild week of football. That might be a little overstatement there. I'm not sure. But
it was definitely the upset week for sure. Like we said in the show, it just kind of crazy. So OT, where we do a quick little thing. I know RC was actually really long last week, but that's what it is. So we're going to go ahead and do a short OT this week because we're supposed to be. So we're going to start off, of course, with Odell.
Beckham watch 2021.
Beckham 2021. It is Monday night as we record this. He'll hit waivers in the morning, and should be 4 o'clock tomorrow.
He's on waivers now. He clears at 4 p.m.
So by five p.m. Odell Beckham will be with his new team. Which, who knows who that's going to be? But there's a few contenders. The Raiders just signing D-Jax. Does that knock them out of the running?
I think it does a good job of taking them out of the front of it. I'm not going to say all the way out, but I think out of the front of the running. But yeah, with them signing D-Jax, that kind of takes them out. I kind of see the Saints headed that way because, as we said before, over and over again, our receiver core is poor. And he would definitely be an upgrade. Can he keep himself in check wherever he ends up at is going to be the key to his future.
Yeah, it's all up to him at this point. And it just Baker's not the guy who goes to his stud receiver all the time, right? He spreads the love around. He manages the game. And, you know, going from Eli to Baker is kind of it's a change.
Yeah, I mean, what I see, though, is that...
Because Eli is the guy. Eli comes from that thing, like, you go to your star guy, right? He went to Odell constantly.
Yeah, and I feel like that's the key. He doesn't know how to take a backseat. And wherever he's going to end up at on any of these teams, because he wants to end up on a contender, okay? And even after yesterday's loss to the Falcons, the Saints are still in that contender category.
We'll see.
He wants to be on a contender, and he has to realize that a lot of these teams that he wants to end up on, he's going to have to take a backseat to another wide receiver.
Yeah.
Whereas with the Saints, he would be definitely
number one guy in
the number one spot. So that might be also, he's from here. So that might be another appealing factor of him wanting to come back to New Orleans. And
I mean, you know, he was on, and the reason he's going to clear waivers is that he's got an obscene contract right now that is not worth anybody picking up. You know, even if he was 100%, even if it was, it's just not.
It's not.
He's gonna have to take a drastic pay cut no matter where he goes, and he's going to be on a prove it deal.
Yeah.
So wherever he goes is a prove it moment, or it's not like everyone's comparing it to the Randy Moss situation when he went to New England. And I think that's a fair comparison. That was his last shot, and Odell might not have, you know, this is kind of his thing too. It's very similar. And I think, you know, Randy Moss himself said that this is what he needs to do. But I think it's just he's got today to get his head right and tomorrow to get his head right. And then they're going to make the decision, you know, probably about 5-6 o'clock tomorrow. He'll be on the team.
He needs to check himself. And I think that's the biggest thing. Like, he needs to forget everything that happened in the past, and he needs to just look forward and not necessarily change his ways, but he has to do things different than what he's done in the past because it hasn't played out well. So, you know, that's really all we can say on Odell. Maybe after he's signed, we'll pop back on real quick, do a quick little, you know, hey, this is where he landed, or, you know, look for the updates on a Facebook page.
Yep.
But that's basically what we got there.
Moving on, week of the underdogs, is any given Sunday still true today?
Definitely. A lot of upsets that took place this week. I mean, no one expected the Bengals to get, you know, torn over by the Browns. No one expected Jacksonville to be able to beat Buffalo. You know, Baltimore had to come from behind to get the win over the Vikings, taking the OT to do that. The Broncos completely dominating the Cowboys
without Von Miller.
Without Von Miller, and I mean, they had Dak. You know, so I mean, that was another thing. I consider it an upset, but the Rams losing last night to the Titans without Derrick Henry,
that absolutely is an upset.
To me, that is an upset. But I mean, they showed you their game plan. They showed you what they were going to do. They ran the ball. You know, they did what they had to do. Adrian Peterson
making a pretty good showing.
It was not as effective as it is 15th Derrick Henry, but I mean,
who cares? You know, they won.
They did what they had to do.
And look, the turnovers by Stafford were just really what did it. Well, you know, like we said in the show, I'm not going to beat that dead horse.
I see a thing today, just quick one, Stafford. I'm sorry. They were like, you can take Stafford out of the Lions, but you can't take the Lions out of Stafford. You know, and he played like
he was trying to force everything. The Eagles gave the Chargers a scare. So, I mean, that was almost an upset. The Chiefs beating the Packers, I would call that an upset at this point.
No, I mean,
I would call that an upset at this point.
I wouldn't, because you didn't have Aaron Rodgers on that. You know,
their defense has been playing good enough to deal with
Mahomes. But you started Jordan Love. You weren't getting a whole lot out of that. But, you know, that brings us to our next point with Rodgers here. So, in case you didn't know, sleeping under a rock, Aaron Rodgers tested positive for COVID. You know, he came out at the beginning of the season during the thing and said he was immunized. Never actually said that he was
COVID vaccinated.
And he's been very vocal about what he's, you know, the flack he's catching from the cancel culture and everything else on this. And
because he decided to, instead of, you know, he got COVID and he took the same cocktail that Joe Rogan took.
Well, the fun joke on it is that, well, to me, it's a joke, I guess. It's fun to me. But Aaron Rodgers actually caught COVID from a vaccinated teammate who had tested positive the week before. And then here comes it, Aaron Rodgers testing positive after. So, but that teammate was vaccinated with no flack at all from anyone about it. The only person who catches flack is Aaron Rodgers because he was unvaccinated. So, you know, I mean, you do you. You want to get vaccinated, feel free, go for it. You don't, that's cool too. Feel free, go for it. You know, personally, I think it's a joke. I think you should just do what you think is right.
Yep. You shouldn't be forced to take anything that you don't want, especially something that doesn't, case in point, doesn't prevent transmission, doesn't prevent infection.
No.
It's not a vaccine like we're used to taking, that we've taken when we were kids, right?
Yeah.
Because I've taken a polio vaccine, I'm not going to get polio. I've taken smallpox vaccine, I'm not going to get smallpox. You take these things, you can still get and transmit COVID. So,
I mean, that's just a topic that's not really.
It's not. So, but we got to cover it because it's in sports.
You know, with Aaron Rodgers testing positive, the post boy of the league, well, he used to be. He's not going to be that anymore. So, I mean.
Well, they're trying to replace him with Mahomes.
That's really all I got. That's really all we got for tonight. So, I mean.
Yeah, that's it for the OT, guys. Light week, weird week. Week of upsets.
No, we didn't get to watch a lot of football yesterday because we actually went to a game. But that kind of.
I missed going to games. Like, it was nice to go yesterday.
Yeah, it was definitely a change of pace and to be,
because we've been stuck in the friggin' house.
Yeah.
For a year and a half, almost two seasons now, and here we are back in the dome and back in, it was Ronnie and raucous and fantastic.
Until the last play.
You
know, after that, you know, that's all we really got for this. So, you know, we'll check you out next week. You know, if you didn't watch the live and you're here in the OT, go back and check it out on Facebook. We're going to try to pop it up on YouTube a little quicker. And that's it, you know.
All right, guys. We'll see y'all next week.
Deuces.